Kiss FM. The Beatles' first British hit, 1962, laid out in the year in Love Me Do. After releasing the record there, they were taken around to the London offices of the Daily Mirror, and an interviewer named Peter Jones talked to them, and he later wrote in the Daily Mirror that they were a, quote, nothing group. On the strength of that record, their first hit, Love Me Do, in America from 1964. This was the flip side here. As I write this letter, I love you. P.S. I love you. The Beatles at CBS FM, as we count them down in chronological order, released in the United States their top 100 chart hits. It's Bob Shannon at 106. Let's go back to that early German recording session with Tony Sheridan again. And you have to credit a man named Bert Kempfert. He's known here as a band leader from Germany, orchestra leader, songwriter. He wrote Spanish Eyes and Red Roses for a Blue Lady. He also had an American number one hit called Wonderland by Night in 1961. And he was really the guy that took them into the studio in Hamburg, Germany, where they were playing a number of gigs at the Indra Club and their first appearances outside of England. And they went in with Tony Sheridan to record a bunch of records that were released, as we said before, as the Beat Brothers. Later on, MGM Records in the United States got a hold of these and released them to jump into the fray of all the Beatles songs. So this made our American charts. Didn't do that well. It only got into the lower part of the Billboard charts, but people were buying anything they could get their hands on by the Beatles. It's called Why? The Beatles with Tony Sheridan, CBS FM. The Beatles with Tony Sheridan doing his best Elvis impersonation. And then Why? CBS FM from 1961. Of course, those would be the original Beatles with Pete Best and the fifth Beatles, Stu Sutcliffe, who had died in Germany. On 101, as we play them in order, the American chart success of the Beatles. And speaking of Elvis, not since the days of the King did EP recordings make the American charts. EPs were those, you know, those extended plays. They were 45 RPM records, but they had four tracks on them instead of just two. And Capitol Records released one in 1964. Two of the songs we've already heard, Roll Over Beethoven and All My Loving, but there were two others on that EP that charted in 1964. Here's the first of the other two, CBS FM. See, Beatles FM, This Boy, from Four by the Beatles. That was also a cut from the Meet the Beatles, the first American album. But from the EP that included Roll Over Beethoven, All My Loving, This Boy, we'll have the fourth track from that EP coming up next at CBS FM.
Hello, love. This is Ron Lundy.
Hello, you. Bill Brown here.
Hi, this is Bob Shannon.
This is Bobby J.
Hi, I'm Don K. Reed.
This is your old buddy, Max Kinkle.
Hi, this is Mark Summers.
Hello, Gary Clark here.
Yee! Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brucey.
Keep listening to the Golden 101 to find out where your favorite CBS FM personalities are appearing. All CBS FM DJs are compensated for their personal appearances.
Wait, oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Bozeman.
CBS FM, the Beatles tackle the American charts, and unprecedented events were happening as the Beatles took over the United States, and we're looking at the Billboard charts as it happened. In fact, back in March of 1964, they had an unprecedented achievement where I Want to Hold Your Hand, I Saw Her Standing There, were neck and neck for the race for number one, and at one time they had, you know, the first four or five positions on the chart at the same time, like She Loves You and Hold Your Hand and Please Please Me and Twist and Shout, all so many Beatle records. And these are the order that they came out and made our charts here in the United States. 1964, the Beatles, Four by the Beatles EP on CBS FM. Around that time, Ringo was having some problems. He collapsed from exhaustion in June of 1964, and while they toured Australia, he joined the group again. But in the meantime, another drummer, Jimmy Nicol, filled in. So a little forgotten Beatle there. Jimmy Nicol was a drummer for a while Ringo was out of the group. Now, the Beatles did not forget their German fans because they started their success in Germany. They recorded a number of their records in German, including I Want to Hold Your Hand, which was done as Komm Gib Mir Deine Hand. That did not chart in the United States, but this one did. It's the German version of She Loves You. And again, Swan Records had this one because they had the other She Loves You. This was the last Beatle hit on that label. German, She Lieb Dich, on CBS FM. So that didn't change in German, and that's amazing that a Beatles song we already knew in English would still become an American chart hit in German. She Lieb Dich from 1964. We'll go back to those early German Hamburg recordings when we resume our chronological countdown of the Beatles here at CBS FM, where we utilize the services of the Shadow Traffic Network, sponsored in part by Food Emporium. FM, with the Beatles in order of their American chart appearance in Billboard magazine. With Bob Shannon at 123, this would be the last Beatle record released on any different label other than Capitol in the United States. In this case, it was Atco who had the rights to this particular song. Again, it comes from those German recording sessions with Tony Sheridan in 1961. But in this case, Tony was not the lead singer. They weren't just the Beat Brothers backing up Tony Sheridan. This old cut that was released by Atco in 1964 featured John Lennon doing Ain't She Sweet, CBS FM. Ain't She Sweet, an old standard by the Beatles, CBS FM, and recorded in 1961, the very last release, not on Capitol Records in the United States. From then on, the records would be released here pretty much in the order that they were recorded and released in England. There were some variations, especially on the albums, but we had sort of caught up with all the old Beatle material by this point, the summertime of 1964. The Beatles came to America, as we heard, in New York City early on in that year, and did the Ed Sullivan Show, and completely destroyed New York City forever. As far as people relating to this kind of music, it was a whole new thing, and people's minds were blown by the Beatles even years before they went psychedelic. They went back to England, started to work on their first film, A Hard Day's Night, directed by Richard Lester, and it was actually inspired by Ringo, the name of the movie, and their next song. Ringo said it has been a hard day's night after a performance, and then he later collapsed, as we know. But they had a long day at the studio, too. It was really a hard day's night for them. George Martin was there, the producing them on piano. George on his Rickenbacker 12-string guitar. It took 9 takes to record this song, but they did in April 1964, getting ready for the release of the movie, A Hard Day's Night, which opened to mixed reviews in the United States. Time magazine said that you should avoid the film at all costs. But Life magazine and the LA Times said the Beatles were right up there with the comic greats like the Marx Brothers. So there was still a bit of controversy. People didn't quite know yet, even then, how to take the group. But we loved the music, and this became number one from the movie. CBS FM.
It's been a hard day's night. Feel all right.
CBS FM, the number one Beatle hit from the movie, A Hard Day's Night. The next 5 songs that charted that you're going to hear are also from that movie, including the flip side of A Hard Day's Night, The Beatles and I Should Have Known Better, CBS FM.
You're listening to the 25th anniversary Beatles Weekend.
101, CBS FM.
FM and I Love Her, backed with If I Fell. The next 2 Beatle top 100 chart hits in the United States, both from A Hard Day's Night, as will be the next 2 songs you hear when we return to our chronological countdown in 30 seconds on 101. CBS FM with Bob Shannon at 23 before 2 o'clock. We are now up to August of 1964. A great time to have been watching the Beatles in person as they began their first U.S. tour at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. The opening acts that night, by the way, which was August 19th, 1964, were Jackie DeShannon, The Exciters, remember Tell Him, Bill Black's Combo, kind of an odd act to be playing in 1964, and it was a big night for the Righteous Brothers as they opened for the Beatles at the Cow Palace. Phil Spector was in the audience, as you heard Murray the K say. He'd been hanging out with the Beatles. He even came over on the plane with them from England. And he was there in the audience in San Francisco, saw the Righteous Brothers, and got so excited about them that he began to work and produce them shortly thereafter. They ended up at Forest Hills Tennis Stadium. 2 nights, 15,000 fans showered the Beatles with jelly beans at Forest Hills on October 28th and 29th of 1964. And they finished their U.S. tour with a charity show in Brooklyn. I'd love to talk to somebody sometime who saw that show in Brooklyn in 1964. And then they did another appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show as they sweep through the United States in the summer of 1964, as well as having their big movie, A Hard Day's Night, producing hit after hit. Instead, and I'm happy just to dance with you. The last of 6 tunes from the film A Hard Day's Night that made the American charts. It's 18 before 2 with Bob Shannon. Been a while since we had heard the Beatles on American radio with old versions of old songs, old rock and roll songs. Everything up to this point now
from the summertime of 64 that we've been playing since A Hard Day's Night. We're all Beatle originals, but there were a couple old rock and roll tunes, one a Carl Perkins song and one by Larry Williams that charted next. And I'll play them for you next, but first, I want to please you with a fab one-week trip for two to London that includes a day tripper to Liverpool. Be the first caller to correctly answer our Beatles trivia question. You'll be in the random drawing, plus you'll win the Beatles White Album CD. Now, here's the question. What was the first Beatle record I played in its entirety today? The very first one I played around noontime as we kicked off our chronological look at the Billboard charts. What was that song? You know what it was. Call me now at 212-955-9101. The decision of the judges will still be final, even though it's a pretty easy question. Only one call-in contest winner every 30 days. Call me now. FM, that's Matchbox, the old Carl Perkins song brought back by the Beatles.
Right.
Bruce Kaufman of White Plains is on the phone. What was that first Beatle record I played in its entirety?
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Of course, you got the Beatles White Album, plus you'll get that for a promotional consideration furnished by Capitol Records. And Bruce, you're also going to be in our random drawing to win that one-week trip for two to London. So good luck to you on that.
Thank you, and I love your show today.
Thank you. Enjoying all the old Beatle music?
Oh, I love it.
Can you guess what the next Beatles song is that Larry Williams did originally? It was a flip side of Matchbox. That was a Carl Perkins song. The other one was originally by Larry Williams back in the 50s. Do you know it?
Sure, Slow Down.
You got it on 101.
Right.
CBS FM. Certain American acts were real favorites of the Beatles. Carl Perkins was one, and they recorded his Matchbox. Another was Larry Williams. Slow Down was the one that charted in September of 1964 in America, but they also recorded a Larry Williams song, Dizzy Miss Lizzy, and another one called Bad Boy. So they were big fans of his. And that one, flipping over Matchbox to make the charts here at CBS FM. Chronological order, they are, will be up to their next number one song when we return in the Beatle Weekend at 101 FM. The next two number one Beatle hits were I Feel Fine and 8 Days a Week. They were recorded in the reverse order of that. 8 Days a Week was recorded first, and while they were actually mixing the record and working on it, John started work writing I Feel Fine, which became the next release and the next number one hit for the Beatles. And the legend has it that this was the first time that guitar feedback had been used on a record, apparently by accident, as Paul McCartney plugged in his bass and he was too close to the speaker in the recording studio and got this weird sound. They left it on the record. I Feel Fine. Beatles. CBS FM, a little more sophistication in recording techniques now happening. Leading up to the phenomenal work they did with Sgt. Pepper later on, the Beatles, although they had been a live band and were used to playing live music, of course, after a certain time, they couldn't even hear themselves when they were performing with all the screaming that went on, but they started to use some tricks in the recording studio with the expert guidance of George Martin, including overdubbing, which means, of course, they record the song and then go back and add instruments to it. In the case of the flip side of I Feel Fine, Paul overdubbed his piano on it. She's a Woman, CBS FM.